My name is Scott Badersay. I am the Academic Dean and Professor of Christian Ethics and Moral Theology. This is my Advent meditation based on today's reading. I wake up, shower, make coffee, and drive to work. It's pretty much the same every day. And on the way, I'm likely to turn on NPR. The rhythm and routine, the familiar voices, and the thoughtful journalism have made me a listener for most of my adult life. But recently, I've been noticing that I just can't handle much news in the morning. It drags my thoughts into a spiral of dejection and distress. Even though the news of wars and tumults is punctuated by stories about movies, music, recipes, and sometimes tortoises, studies show that 3 minutes of bad news can translate into 8 hours of bad mood. When Jesus promises wars, earthquakes, famine, and pestilence, I start to wonder whether I'm reading the Bible or the New York Times. It's a little hard to live up to his injunction, "Do not be terrified." Scripture does not make it easy to transition from Thanksgiving to Christmas. It asks us to inject a little clear-eyed realism in between. Our sadness at the state of the world is bracketed by our celebration of God's unfailing gifts. Advent is a call to action, to prayer, and to perseverance. And until the end really is near, we trust that the God who is coming to clean up this mess is the God who has already come and entered this mess, not simply as judge, but as lover and redeemer. Let us pray. God of gift and grace, who loves this world as it is and as it will be, deliver us from despair and free us for love. Amen.